You're listening to Golf in the Northwest podcast on 1080thefan.com, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires. Doing the right thing matters.
The latest tips and equipment to improve your game. The latest from the leaderboards and your favorite courses. This is Golf in the Northwest, an action-packed hour about everything golf. Brought to you on The Fan by Laurelhurst Market and by Area Heating and Cooling. Now with award-winning PGA professional Harold Bluestein. Here's your host, Jason Swigard.
Well, good morning. How's everybody doing?
I'm a great,
mood? Mood?
Yeah, I'm in a good mood. I'm looking across the table here. Not past you. I'm looking right at you. It's good to have us in the studio. Usually I'm looking out at the Willamette River and trying to ignore the fact that you're in the way. But today I'm in a good mood. I'm ready to interact and do some
awesome.
You know, I think last week I had kind of a bogey week. I think I'm looking at a birdie this week.
Well, beautiful.
Yeah. This could be one of our best ofs.
It could be.
We don't have a best of yet.
Usually when you say it could be, it never is.
Oh.
That's kind of the radio logic.
Really?
Here's producer Will Darkins, everybody.
Yes.
The human wet blanket. Thanks for chiming in.
Whoa. More ways than one.
So we're on, and the rest of the show is on the way down.
No. We got a lot of help. Yeah. Obviously, now that the Masters has come and gone, and what a historic one it was, four tours back in action, so we'll get to all the leaderboards coming up here. We will take some time, though, to look back on Tiger's win, his 15th major of his career. Wonder if that was just a moment in time for everybody to remember how great he was, celebrate it again, or if it's the first of now a march on Jack Nicklaus's 18 major record. So we'll have that discussion. Our buddy Burke Nelson from Orange Whip Golf going to come back, join us in our Ask the Pros segment. I know they were working on some new product releases. They were kind enough to have several of their different training devices that we gave away. I know our listeners were excited to pick those up. So we'll see what else Orange Whip is working on. And then in the business of golf, 840-ish, Jeff Simons, Director of Operations at Bandon Dunes, going to join us. They got a couple of things going on, their 20th anniversary. Hard to imagine it's been 20 years since they opened up the first course down there. But they have a brand new course that is going to be ready for play in 2020, Sheep Ranch. I saw some of the, they just sent out a video release on it and where it's going to be. And it looks as unbelievable and amazing as the rest of the courses down there.
I can't believe anyone in Oregon or Washington or in the Northwest who hasn't played Bandon Dunes.
Yeah. I mean, we think about Augusta and how just otherworldly, if the opportunity bucket list to play right there, if you know somebody, but that's a pipe dream for most of us. Bandon Dunes is a similar destination golf-wise around the world, and it's right in our backyard.
Absolutely. I don't think people realize what a jewel we have here. I've played there many, many times going back almost 20 years, and I love it. And every time they add something to it, it makes it even that much more special.
Yeah, I haven't been back since Old McDonald opened. So
okay. We will get there.
So trust me, Jeff's going to get hit up for
we'll get back
how we get that back there. So lots going on, lots to share with you here over the next hour. It's a busy, busy sports weekend. We'll tell you what else is coming up, too. But as always, we begin by going inside the ropes.
It's time for an insider's look at the leaderboards, the latest on all tours, plus local golf events and golf news. This is Inside the Ropes, part of Golf in the Northwest.
As we mentioned, with the Masters over, now four tours in action. European Tour still off another week. And it's interesting to see how their schedule is affected by the new PGA schedule, because obviously the best European players are going to be over here playing in these from the Players on. Mm-hmm. They've got something every month. So other than when guys go back prior to the Open Championship to want to get acclimated to the conditions and the time zone and all that sort of stuff.
Well, and they don't really do that anymore. They may go back and play,
the Scottish Open. Yeah. Usually is a tune-up just to get over there and get acclimated to the conditions. But outside of that, I'm wondering if, and you're seeing more of the top European players want to play the PGA Tour schedule there's so much more money in the FedEx Cup and the big events here.
And they're living here, too.
Yeah, most of them are living in Florida, so either there or Arizona. So it'll be interesting to see how that will affect. You're seeing actually more young United States players who maybe can't get on the web.com, or they find if they're okay living overseas, going to the European tour to try and play their way back onto the PGA tour.
Well, I think it's easier to go over to Europe and play there, although they do have quite a few events outside of Europe. But I think that would be easier than the Latin American tour, which, you know, now you're talking about adjusting to the water and the food and everything else, where Europe is a little closer to our culture.
So the Champions Tour is in action. They are playing the Mitsubishi Electric Classic, TPC Sugarloaf in Duluth, Georgia. The storm still sticking around the southeast. Only three players in red number. Scott McCarron is your leader at 4-under. Bob May, 3-under. Jerry Kelly, 1-under. That is it for guys in red number. So we'll see if the conditions even up or ease up a little bit. Miguel Angel Jimenez at even par. We saw Bernhard Langer playing in the Masters. He is here as well, but a little ways down the list.
Well, he was, he's 61 years old. And he played pretty decently at the Masters.
He did. He was in red numbers, I think, going into the final round.
Right. He ended up 62nd, but he played well. And he's secretly anchoring his putter, and no one is willing to admit.
Nobody's going to care.
Nobody's calling him on it.
Web.com tour is in Prattville, Alabama at the Senator Course, the Robert Trent Jones Golf Trail Championship. Youngster Robbie Shelton is your leader. 12 under par. He's 4 shots clear. Tyler McCumber and Joseph Winslow there at 7 under par. But Shelton, the youngster, just 23, played college golf at the University of Alabama. 2017 was the number 2 money winner on the McKinsey Tour up in Canada, had a victory there. So he's looking for his first web.com tour event. But we've seen University of Alabama producing some pretty good golfers and Justin Thomas and Trey Mullinax. He's just the next one to come through.
Do you have a chance to watch any of the college golf this week?
I didn't. Between Blazer playoffs and the Masters and getting ready for other stuff, I did not have a chance to see that Western Collegiate and some of the other stuff.
Yeah, I watched a bit of it because a friend of mine, fellow professional Lane Wartman, his son is playing for San Jose State. So it's kind of exciting to see these guys play. They're coming from all over the world now to play on college golf teams. And it's good preparation to play on the tour, web.com or otherwise. Pasatiempo is a tough golf course. I take my word for it. It can eat your lunch very quickly. And it's outside of Santa Cruz. This is a great golf course. Another golf course you can play. So we have some unbelievably good golf courses up and down the West Coast, Bandon Dunes being one, Pasatiempo. There's a whole list of great golf courses. You don't have to go back east to play.
No, not at all. So we'll see if Shelton can get his first web.com tour win, and he'd be another one of these young bucks. He's averaging over 300 yards off the tee driving, which is good for only like 45th on the web.com tour.
That's unbelievable.
If you want to know where the future of golf is, it's right there. They're all just coming up, hit it as far down the fairway as you can. Hopefully it's not too far off the fairway, and then, develop the short game. It's the Dustin Johnson model. Tiger started it, but
yeah, he did many years ago and getting into good shape like that. Mm-hmm. And now athletes are playing golf. It used to be that the non-athletes were playing back when I was playing a lot.
Yeah.
So I could play against the non-athletes. They're all athletic. They're all hitting the ball far. I asked Peter Jacobson last week, and I don't know if I got the question out accurately or as clearly as I wanted to.
Oh, my gosh, it came up Peter Jacobson.
Yes. And here we are with these bombers out there, and our golf courses can't quite keep up with in yardage.
Yeah.
And so they have taken classic golf course, tried to lengthen them. There's a certain limit there. Augusta National is buying property so that they can expand, particularly the 13th hole. They bought property behind the tee box so they can make it longer. But and to your point, Tiger Woods changed the game in that respect. And I know a lot of he has a lot of fans. He's a very polarizing athletic figure, but he literally changed the game because, and it started at Augusta where the Green Jackets realized our golf course can't stand up to these people.
Yeah.
And so what are we going to do? And this is a question for the USGA going forward. How are our golf course going to stand up to the athleticism that's in golf now?
We'll talk more about Tiger coming up in a little bit. The women are in Hawaii. They're playing the Ko'olina course in Oahu at the Lotte Championship. Brooke Henderson, defending champion there, tied with Nelly Korda at 14 under. They've played three rounds already, so they'll play the fourth round in primetime tonight on the Golf Channel. Trying to break the string of Koreans winning. Minji Lee, Yoon Hee Ji are one shot back at 13 under. Arya Jatanagarn at 12 under. A victory for Nelly Korda will get her closer. It'll be her second victory on the tour and get her closer to top of the world golf rankings. You have Jin Young Ko, who won the first major last week at the ANA Inspiration. Or 2 weeks ago, I should say, at the ANA Inspiration. She is back tied for eighth at 8 under par, but it would be nice to see an American back there winning again.
Well, it would be, although Brooke Henderson, she's the defending champion here, so there's a good possibility that she could win again, knowing this golf course and understanding the wind conditions in it. Nelly Korda, 20 years old, wins her first big event. She's won twice, but her first big one, the Australian Open, she won back in February. Good to see an American up at the top. Unfortunately, Michelle Wee has an injury in her right hand.
Yeah.
She had surgery on it in the off season, and she's really struggling. Anytime you do surgery on hands and wrists, it's a very tricky deal because there's so many moving parts that can't quite heal the way you want it to.
The PGA Tour up in Hilton Head, they had a big weather delay yesterday. They had to finish the second round this morning. And talk about one of the old-time golf courses. That's what Harbortown is. Very narrow. It's not overly long. You'll see a lot of guys, especially after the Masters, maybe not play. But Dustin Johnson is there, and he is 7 under. He's currently 2 off the lead. Shane Lowry is your leader, 9 under par. Trey Mullinax, 1 back at 8 under. Emiliano Grillo, Daniel Berger tied with Dustin Johnson at 7. Grillo had an albatross in round 2.
Yeah, amazing. It's the second at Harbortown in the history, but at least the most current since 2007.
So you got some other pretty good field just the week after. Ian Poulter there in a mix at 5 under with Billy Horschel, Rafa Cabrera-Bello. And
you know why the field's pretty decent? Because RBC is paying appearance money here.
That's what I heard. I didn't think you were allowed to do that on the PGA Tour.
I wasn't sure either, but they are making sure that these guys that played at the Masters are comfortable at the RBC.
Well, so I think they had, I think they're providing some services, charter flights, maybe hotel rooms for the whole families. I don't know. I'm sure you can do that, but I don't think the PGA Tour has allowed straight up appearance fees as they do on the European Tour or some other events from time to time.
We're going to have to get our crack.
Yeah,
research.
We're going to have to do some investigating on that one. So, should be fun watching this group. Hopefully the weather improves for them. You'll be able to watch. I think it is CBS that has this, so you'll have coverage today at noon and Sunday at noon as well on Coin 6. Golf Channel will then have some wraparound coverage late. But 10 o'clock and 10 o'clock on Sunday. So
did Molinari make the cut?
Molinari did not make the cut.
Yeah, can you imagine how? You know, first of all, he dumps one in the water on 12, and that was the end of him. I dumps another one in the water on 15, and my pick.
You just gotta wonder. Yeah, for the guys that were in it at the end. DJ, well, he doesn't have any thoughts running through his brain, but for guys that were really in contention and concentrating on Sunday, I couldn't imagine trying to tee it up the next week and being in the mix. Maybe I just go to, you know, just keep playing and keep fresh.
Dustin Johnson is, and he was right there.
But he wasn't.
Oh, yeah, he was.
At the end. Yeah. But when you started on Sunday, he was several shots back.
Yeah, but the fact remains is that near the end, yeah, he was one of four that dumped it in the water and let Tiger win. That's something we got to talk about. Did Tiger win or did these guys lose it?
We'll talk about that next. Try to put his victory at the Masters into some sort of historic perspective for you as well. Still, Burke Nelson, Orange Whip Golf, and Jeff Simons from Bandon Dunes to join us here. Just getting started. It's Golf in the Northwest on 1080 The Fan. 818 here this morning. Jason Swigart, Harold Bluestein. And if you did not hear, last week, we are now up selling foursomes to the Cooney Lexus of Portland 7th Annual Fan Golf Classic at Langdon Farms. We'll be back out there Monday, June 24th, Tuesday, June 25th. You'll get 18 holes, including your cart. You've got three different flights to choose from. Monday, we're going at 7:30 and 1:30 p.m., then Tuesday at 1:30 p.m., get your foursomes together. $600 for a foursome. It'll include, so that's 150 a piece. It'll include, it's a Texas Shamble format, digital scoring. You do need to be 21 years or older, but it includes all of your food. We've got Big Fat Wieners, 808, Big's Chicken back doing all the food while you're there. I'll be out on the driving range again in my semi-protected desk closest to the swag, so you can drive golf balls at me while I'm doing updates.
What yardage are you at?
150.
Well, we got to move you in.
No.
I think I'm going
to...
You
have to talk to the corporate lawyers. They
They won't move you
in. I got to sign a waiver. Yeah, you don't have to do this. We're not... Yeah, they're very worried I'm going to sue them or...
Oh, now I'm concerned because I can't do the show alone on Saturdays. And Will is hardly a...
So, yeah, we decided 150.
Yeah.
150 is a safe distance.
Oh, I'm moving you to 200 yards now, buddy. I can't live without this guy.
Swag, didn't you have to get your gallbladder removed last year because of that? Like somebody nabbed you in the gallbladder?
No.
No?
I got hit in the shoulder blade 2 years ago. My wife had gallbladder surgery, and that had nothing to do with anything at the golf tournament.
Wow, you're making it dark. I was just trying to be light and funny and bring a little relief to the
This is our crack research department chiming in.
Jeez, I can't catch a break over
here. Go back to napping, will you?
Yeah. You'll also get $50 credit in the Langdon Farms Pro Shop. You can use that the day that you play. So we want to thank all of our sponsors, Cooney Lexus of Portland, Stark Street Lawn and Garden, Warren and Allen Attorneys at Law, Pearl Vodka, Country Financial, 808, Rebel Yell Bourbon, Washman Car Wash, Pelican Brewing, Big's Chicken, and Encore Audio Video. They'll all be out there as well. Plenty of sampling to be done on the course, which is always a good time for everybody, too.
Oh, this is actually going to be fun. I couldn't play last year because I was injured.
But your wing's all better, right?
Yeah, I'm back. I'm about 100% physically. You know, I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
Golf-wise, I'm back about 20%. I can hit the ball anywhere. And like some of the cartoons that I do, it's, you
exactly.
know.
Exactly. We're trying to see if you're going to be out there with books to sell and sign for people.
And I'll be happy to sign them for people who, if they're at all interested and they want a good laugh, then buy the book and we'll have a good laugh.
There you go. So we'll give you more details as they become available there. But you can go to 1080thefan.com or portlandperks.com. Getmyperks.com and get your foursome signed up. I think the Monday morning flight is filling up quickly. So if you want to play in the morning, go on and get that done. You know who else is back at 100% is Tiger Woods.
Boy, isn't he ever.
Who came through on Sunday and won his fifth Masters, his 15th major. With some of the best young players in the field falling by the wayside. Xander Schauffele, Francesco Molinari, among the most notable there, that all had a shot. Patrick Cantlay found himself in the lead momentarily on the back nine on Sunday. I think it was five or six different players had at least a share of the lead on the back nine, as always, at the Masters. But there was Tiger just making birdies on the par five, stuffing it on 16 for a birdie, and then put himself in position, and everybody else just had to watch.
Well, he's a smart player. He's been there quite a bit. There's a number of things that Tiger did that were pretty remarkable. as far as his victory is concerned, it's the first time he's ever come from behind to win a major. That's pretty incredible. He's the second oldest Masters champion to Jack Nicklaus.
Jack in 1986.
Although we could kind of see this coming with Tiger doing well at the PGA and
winning the Tour Championship.
Yeah, so we could kind of see that coming. But when you compare it to Nicklaus in 86, Nicklaus came out of nowhere. I mean, he was 46 years old. No one thought he had a chance. He was just there to have a good time. And he probably didn't feel that way, but most everyone watching figured, well, Nicklaus is there. That's interesting. And then the guy pulls off a victory. Fifth green jacket for Tiger Woods. Now he breaks a tie he had with Arnold Palmer at 4. So, and if Palmer won every other year, started in 58, won 58, 62
and 64, yeah.
Which is interesting.
So where was that for you? Is that his greatest major victory? I don't think so. I think the 2000 U.S. Open when he lapped the field is...
I think I might put the 97 Masters above that, although it's tough. 97, you know, he's 21 years old. He comes out of nowhere and he wins by 12 shots. I mean, who saw that coming? But, you know, when you're young like that, you don't know what the hell you're up against.
No, and if you get hot and streaky and you're just feeling it, you're not thinking about anything. You're just going up there, see ball, hit ball, and that's it.
Yeah, exactly. So, but that being said, that could be an advantage. But on the other hand, playing Augusta, everyone says it takes experience. Well, this kid went out and without any experience, and he wins it. So that I think that you got to put that pretty damn high.
Do you think this is a one-time thing for him?
Or
do
I don't
you
think so.
Think he's, this is, Jack's record is now once again in honest reach?
Know, we talk about the old Tiger and whether the new Tiger is anything like the old Tiger. And I look at it and say, I think the Tiger today is better than the old Tiger.
We certainly saw he's more experienced and smarter the way he approached 12, the way he approached 17 and 18 and 16 and using the slope of the greens and understanding the contours. He knows these courses, and the next two majors are courses that he's won a major on in Bethpage Black for the PGA and Pebble Beach for the U.S. Open.
Right.
So he will have all that knowledge and experience to look back on. And if we're seeing him play on as regularly as we saw him, he's still only going to play maybe 13 to 17 tournaments a year based on the FedEx Cup playoffs. And at the end,
well, he's cutting back a little bit this year. Last year when he first came out, he just wanted to win a tournament, see if he could do it. So they've cut back a little bit.
But the way the schedule is, so he'll probably play. He'll still play, you know, the one or two events he wants to play in the West Coast. He'll play Arnie's tournament. He'll play the Players. And then he'll probably play one tournament in between each of these majors. I think he's going to play Quail Hollow before the PGA.
Well, and back to my point about the new Tiger or the old Tiger, the Tiger today, I like his swing better. I think he can hit shots now that he was hitting, but he knows when to use them, when not to use them. He's gotten through some of his short game problems that he was having. He looked pretty solid there, but I'll tell you what Tiger did so well is that his approach shots into the greens, unbelievable. I had a stat somewhere. I was doing a little research. He hit 47 of 54 greens in the last three rounds. That's 80%. I mean, that's unheard of on
the tour.
And
he's still not ridiculously accurate off the tee.
He's
still going for it off the tee. So he's playing. Now, granted, the rough isn't at Augusta, what it will be at the U.S. Open.
Right. But, and he hit enough fairways that it...
Yeah, he hit enough. Yeah.
Right. And you got to realize that Augusta's pretty wide open anyway. So when guys get in the trees, you go, how the heck do you get in the trees on that golf course? Because it is wide. There's some narrow areas. But
40, 50-yard wide fairways.
Yeah, there's places that you can hit it.
Fairways I can hit.
Right. But the hard part is that you have to be on the correct side of a fairway.
There's a lot of slope. There's a lot of undulation, and you got to be in the right spot. So
if you're hitting 47 of 54 greens in regulation.
Yeah, you're hitting it where you're aiming.
Yes, exactly. And that's where I put this Tiger Woods. He's come a long way. I give him credit for that.
Quickly, we got to get to Burke Nelson here. Do you think he wins another major this year?
Well, it's hard to say. I didn't think he'd win this one. And I was one of those people 2 years ago that said, Tiger's done. I don't see how he could come back. So he surprised me, and I'm happy for him. Can he win another one? I think he's certainly capable of winning another one. Which one? Probably Pebble Beach. Yeah. Like you say, Bethpage Black. He's played those. He's won at those British Open. Where is it? Portrush?
I don't know about there. He's won at Bethpage Black, too, but I don't know that. I mean, the way that they're setting that up, it'll be interesting to see. Certainly, I would put Rory and Dustin and Brooks Koepka maybe slightly ahead of him.
Yeah, I wouldn't bet against him. And if you have $85,000 and you want to put it down on him, that might be a good bet also going forward. I don't think you're going to get the 12-1 odds, though, anymore.
All righty. So we'll obviously be keeping an eye on Tiger PGA Championship here in a month at Bethpage Black. When we come back, Burke Nelson, Orange Whip Golf. Our buddy going to join us again. Let us know what's new coming from Orange Whip Golf. And then Jeff Simons, Director of Ops at Bandon Dunes, going to join us a little bit later on what's coming next year at Bandon, another new course opening up as we are making the turn here. It's Golf in the Northwest on 1080 The Fan.
Tips for your game from award-winning PGA instructor Harold Lustein. It's time to Ask the Pro on Golf in the Northwest. Brought to you on The Fan by Laurelhurst Market.
8:32 here with Harold Bluestein. I'm Jason Swigart. Coming up at 9, it'll be Sinner and Saint. Lots to get to. Blazers suffer their first playoff loss, so they'll get into more NBA playoffs. Both spring games going on for Oregon State and Oregon. You can hear the Ducks spring game here at 1 o'clock. And then it'll be NBA playoff basketball. We'll join in the first or second quarter. It'll be the Nuggets and Spurs. Game 4 of that series right here on The Fan. So busy day here on The Fan today. But right now, joining us, returning to the show, our buddy Burke Nelson, OrangeWhipGolf.com. How you doing, Burke?
Swag, I'm great. How you doing, man?
We're doing fantastic. Thanks so much. Obviously, you were kind enough after we had you on the first time, send us some of the products. We gave them away to listeners. I know they were very excited, those who won them, to pick them up. To start getting to use them. And so we appreciate all of that. And you sent us a variety there from the original trainer, some of the light speed, the putter, the wedge. And I know you teased the fact there was some new stuff getting ready to come up this year from Orange Whip. So I'll start by asking you, what's in the works? Maybe what's some of the new stuff that's either on the market or will be available soon for people to start working on?
Well, let's back up a little bit. You said that the giveaway went well, you think?
Yeah, no, everybody was excited. I heard from our promotions department was they were contacting winners and found out that they had won. Yeah, they were excited, and I believe everything's been picked up, too. So they did not waste time and let those things sit.
Then let's do it again.
All right. Well, we'll do some.
All right,
actually, what we'll do, we may talk to you because we have our Fan Golf Classic coming up in June. And so what we might want to do is maybe have some of those as some prizes for some of our golfers, either long drives or KPs, stuff like that. So we'll talk after the show and figure something out.
Okay, that's great. Count on it. So
yeah, it'd be great to have you out at that Classic on the driving range warming guys up.
Well, let's look at the dates, and I'll make sure if I'm around, I'll make sure that happens.
Awesome.
I'd love to help out with that.
So what are you guys working on that's new?
Well, I got I've been using a lame joke about it lately. You know, it's usually a lot of irons in a fire, but we got a lot of whips in the fire right now. So we got, I know, it's just cheap laughs.
Yeah.
But we have our couple things. So we have our new Orange Whip Lightspeed, which I'll touch on in a minute. We've upgraded our Orange Peel, which is a platform you stand on to basically teach stability, but also lie angle training. We've upgraded that to a new version called the Power Peel. So it now includes resistance bands and is used both for golf instruction and fitness. So there's really two markets for the new Power Peel. And then third thing is we have partnered with a company recently called GFX, or Golf Fitness X. And what Golf Fitness X brings to the market is daily golf fitness exercises, kind of like CrossFit exercises, but golf functional exercises. Now, once again, these are done on a daily basis, and they utilize Orange Whip equipment, including the Power Peel and the Lightspeed. And not to undo ourselves, but at the end of the month, we're also releasing an app for the Orange Whip, where we're partnered with a gentleman by the name of Michael Bentley, who invented K-Vest, Blast Motion, and now he's with a new company that he started called Paradigm that studies, gets a little complicated, but he studies timing signatures with PGA pros, unique timing signatures, and how to use that information that he's finding with the PGA pros with these unique timing signatures to train amateurs to become better. And once again, he's utilizing Orange Whip equipment to do that, to try to get the right tempo and timing of a golf swing.
And that goes right back to his Blast Motion product that I use.
Right, exactly. So it's kind of carried away from there, but now he's using sound and beats per minute. So, for instance, Blast Motion recommends, you know, with the full swing, you're looking at a 3-to-1 ratio, backswing to downswing, and putting and chipping a 2-to-1 ratio. But he's also converting that into beats per minute. So it would be like listening to the Beatles' Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds while you're putting and chipping, to get the proper rhythm that 95% of the tour pros have.
Yeah, maybe they can match it up with an Agata DeVita for me. That would be great. Because I get a little quick. So those are great. We will definitely have you back on to talk about that, the new stuff coming out. Let's go and let's talk a little bit about the meat and potatoes of Orange Whip, and that is the Orange Whip trainer. I use it, and I do not play golf before without using it to warm up. So let's kind of educate our listeners on how the Orange Whip can help them prior to playing.
Well, I think there's two basic things that Orange Whip really helps people out with. And one is it just gives you a good stretch, right? It helps you increase your range of motion, but also does that in a hurry. And I think a testament to that is Ping, you know, a premier club fitter in the world was having a small issue where they're having people come down to Ping and they're getting fitted and they'd step off their Learjet and they wouldn't warm up properly because a warm-up takes 45 minutes, right? A tour pro is going to take 45 minutes to an hour to warm up. But these guys are taking a couple swings to get fit for their set of clubs. Or secondly, they would get in front of a track man and they'd start swinging out of tempo or out of rhythm because they're just swinging. They're looking at their numbers and they're swinging hard. So Ping had a small problem that these customers didn't feel like they were properly fitted because they were either rushed or they were they're just out of tempo, out of rhythm, and they weren't stretched well enough. So they brought in the Orange Whip, and what they immediately noticed is they accelerated the warm-up for their students. So all of a sudden, instead of taking 45 minutes to warm up, they were warming up in just a couple swings. So that's the range of motion that we're talking about. But the second thing, it gave them a good sense of rhythm and tempo and timing going into their fitting. So this went so well for Ping that they've extended that program out to all their reps. So now every rep carries an Orange Whip to, once again, help accelerate that warm-up routine, but also give them a good sense of rhythm timing so they have a proper fitting.
So they can go on your website, orangewhip.com, I guess it is, and there's a bunch of videos there. I was on them this morning going through all the videos. I think there's about a dozen or so that are absolutely fantastic as far as five-minute drills that you can do, warming up. So where can people get a hold of an Orange Whip right now?
Well, good question. So currently I'm going to be heading out to Fiddler's Green in about an hour and a half here, and we're having our expo this weekend out there. So Fiddler's Green is a great supporter of the Orange Whip. So you can get your Orange Whip down here in Eugene at Fiddler's Green. Red Tail up there Carriers, they sell a lot of orange reps for us, Dick's Sporting Goods, Golf Galaxy, but also just go to your mom and top pop golf course out there. Heron Lakes has done really well at the Orange Whips and golf courses just like that around the Portland metro area.
And you can always go orangewhipgolf.com is where you go. All the products are up there if you want to just get one directly from there. The videos are there as well. Burke Nelson, Orange Whip Golf. We're out of time, unfortunately, but yes, we will definitely stay in touch, and we'd love to see if we could bring you up for the Fan Golf Classic at the end of June and give people some hands-on training with them. We appreciate it as always, and we will catch up with you very soon.
That's great. Well, thanks, guys. I appreciate the time again.
You bet. Burke Nelson, orangewhipgolf.com. I'm really anxious to see more about what they're doing with the golf fitness company, too, because if that's something you can just do on a daily basis, I definitely need to, even if I'm not playing, I can't get out there every day.
Well, Orange Whip is hitting golf at all levels.
Yep.
So they're very basic warm-up exercises up through the technology, that heartbeat thing,
yeah,
or whatever that beat system.
On your tempo.
That's fantastic. I've worked with Blast Motion. It's fantastic, too. So good to see all of these things coming together.
Thanks so much to Burke, and we'll be back with him soon as those new products start to hit the market as well. Coming up, Jeff Simons, Director of Resort Operations at Bandon Dunes. There's a new 18 that is going to be coming available in 2020. They're getting ready for their 20th anniversary year. Hard to believe it's been just 20 years have flown by since they first opened up for play. But Jeff Simon's going to join us here in the business of golf and talk to us about the great things going on down at Bandon Dunes. We continue on Golf in the Northwest on 1080 The Fan.
Which new driver is best for your game? Who makes the best golf gear? Where should you take your next golf vacation? Which local course should you get to know better? This is the business of golf every week on Golf in the Northwest. Brought to you on The Fan by Area Heating and Cooling.
8:45 here, Golf of the Northwest. Jason Swigart, Harold Bluestein with you. Thanks again to Burke Nelson with Orange Whip Golf for joining us there, and we hope to see him out at the Fan Golf Classic at the end of June. But now it is our pleasure to welcome to the show Director of Resort Operations for Bandon Dunes. He's joining us on the MVP HomeLoans.com Guild Hotline, Jeff Simons. Good morning, Jeff. Thanks so much for taking some time for us here.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, and the reason both Harold and I wanted to reach out for two different reasons. I, in my email box earlier in the week, got the release on Sheep Ranch is going to be open for play in 2020, a new 18 that falls under the umbrella of Bandon Dunes. Harold was looking at the 20th anniversary year of the first rounds being played at Bandon Dunes Resort, and we had the same idea. I said, who do we know at Bandon who can come on and tell us about just what's going on there that's new? And he reached out. Thanks so much for taking some time. But let's start with hard to believe it's been 20 years since Bandon Dunes first opened up for play. How quickly has it gone for you?
Well, it's funny because we think of 20 years as a long time, but it, like you've said, it is absolutely flown by, you know, with the addition of, you know, what's going to be five golf courses over the course of 20 years. It's certainly been a speedy time.
So how long have you been there, Jeff?
I started the resort in 2004. So I've had the pleasure of watching the construction of Bandon Trails, then Old McDonald, Bandon Preserve, Punch Bowl, and now the Sheep Ranch.
And now I wanted to ask you, with the Sheep Ranch, wasn't that the original golf course that was there?
It's not. When Pacific Dunes was being constructed, so course number two back in 2001, Mike Kaiser, who owned Bandon Dunes, bought the property that's the Sheep Ranch with Phil Friedman, who was his business partner at Recycled Paper Greeting Cards. They were college roommates and very successful, but Mr. Kaiser at the time did not want to add additional property to the resort because at the 2000, who knew how big Bandon Dunes was going to be. So they bought that, and that winter, Mike and Phil and Tom Doak were walking around the Sheep Ranch property, and they selected some green sites, and Doak's crew built the green sites, and it just kind of sat. There was 13 of them. There wasn't enough space for a full routing at the time or what they thought, and it just became a kind of a place of cross-country golf, and that's what it's been for the last 15 years. So we're really excited to have Corin Crenshaw come in. They've got a fantastic routing, and the goal is to open in 2020.
Jeff Simons, Director of Resort Operations at Bandon Dunes, our guest here in opening in 2020, Sheep Ranch, which will be, so it'll be the fifth 18-hole course there, correct? And then the preserve is the 13-hole par three?
Correct.
And so for people that haven't been or maybe haven't been in some time, you know, we just got done watching the Masters, and obviously for those that love golf and Augusta being one of those bucket list sort of courses, but the realistically, no, you're never going to play. Bandon Dunes and on all the courses routinely among the top golf courses to play in the world, the experiences, and this is right in our backyard here in the Pacific Northwest. Just how special a venue is it? And you've been there 15 years, and it seems like it's one of those places to go to work, and sometimes you have to pinch yourself all the time. I can't believe I get to do this for a living.
It really is a special place to work and actually raise a family as well. And, you know, the South Course of Oregon is very rugged and beautiful. And then you throw these golf courses in that mix and you're playing links golf among the wind and the sand dunes. And it really is an incredible place to play golf.
Well, Jeff, we just finished up 3 days of the Oregon PGA Pro-Am schedule there. How did you play?
I played all right. It's, sometimes it's tough playing it at your own course because I'm still kind of working as it's going on, but had a great tournament. And again, it's just so good to see the support and, you know, 25 different PGA professionals and teams that came down from across the state. Weather was fantastic. Never had to put rain gear on once. And again, there was a lot of buzz on the first day. That's when the Sheep Ranch announcement hit. And, you know, now we're roughly 10 days away from the 20th anniversary. So we've got just so much happening right now. It's just exciting times.
Yeah, you got to be a busy guy. One of the things that I really liked when I go down there is the punch bowl. Sure. And I call it the wine bowl because I drink a lot of wine down there. So can you tell people about the punch bowl?
Yeah, the punch bowl is a 2.5-acre putting green that we built just outside of Pacific Dunes or right next to Pacific Dunes. And the whole goal of the punch bowl was, you know, we know people come to Bandon Dunes and they love to play golf, and not everyone wants to play 36 holes in a day or more than that, or, you know, wants to walk that 12 miles. And the punch bowl is an opportunity to just kind of hang out with your friends and almost feel like you're a kid again out there putting on a green that has severe undulations. And we have between 18 and 36 holes routed each day. And we'll have 80 to 100 people just out there putting from anywhere from 30 minutes to, you know, 3 or 4 hours. And you're just a putter, you know, whether it's you with your glass of wine or others with a beer or, you know, a Pepsi, it's just playing golf, and you go through with your friends, and you laugh, and you joke, and you maybe wager a couple dollars, and it's just kind of golf at its simplest form.
Well, we spent about $400 on wine, and I lost about $20, but it was so easy to lose that $20. I didn't mind it in the least.
Yeah, you feel good doing it.
Yeah,
no kidding.
Yeah. Jeff Simons, Director of Resort Operations here at Bandon Dunes. And I know the 20th anniversary coming up, and you know, you've got a lot of stuff there planned already. And if you're not in on it, you may have missed it. But what are some of the things for people that either haven't ever been or haven't been in a while, want to take advantage and get back there? What's the best way for them to go back and experience everything that Bandon Dunes has to offer?
The great way is, if you're, you know, in the state of Oregon, drive down and visit us. Otherwise, you know, visit our website at bandofdunesgolf.com. There you'll find information for our reservations department, and our reservation team is a great group of people that are there on site, ready to answer any kind of questions you have and really kind of help book a golf trip based on what you need. So we really are specialties in the a la carte business. So what Harold wants to do on a golf trip might not necessarily be what you want to do. And we're going to work with you to build the best golf trip that you want to have, whether that's 18 holes a day or 36 holes a day, and go from there. So our team is ready to make your Band of Dunes golf trip special for you.
And, you know, what I like so much is that when you are there, you've got great lodging and your choice of the type of accommodations you want. But your food is really quite good.
It is. When you're out there playing, you know, you're burning a lot of calories. And so we try to make sure that the food is very good food, something that you'll enjoy. We have a lot of different variations because we're hoping you're staying with us for three or four nights. And, you know, nobody likes to eat the same thing over and over. So we've got four different restaurants where you can try some different options and really kind of enjoy yourself.
Well, I know you guys are never just sitting around idle. So obviously Sheep Ranch hoping to be open by 2020. But is there longer term plans for more expansion? What's on the horizon that you're noodling with?
Well, right now we're focused on, you know, next week's 20th anniversary. And then at the end of May, we're actually hosting the 5th U.S. Amateur Four Ball Championship.
Oh, fantastic.
So we'll have 256 of the best amateur players playing Pacific Dunes and Old MacDonald for a national championship. And then the following year, it'll be getting the Sheep Ranch open, and we're actually hosting the 120th U.S. Amateur in August, and that'll be at Bandon Trails and Bandon Dunes. So we've got, you know, golf course opening and two USGA championships. So that's kind of about as far ahead as we want to look right now.
Yeah, you need a break, Jeff. It's... You ever find a time to take a break?
I'm taking a break right now.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect. It's bandondunesgolf.com. Jeff Simons, Director of Resort Operations. Thanks so much. We're so looking forward to all the coming events there. And knowing we can't wait to get back down when it's time to have another unbelievable golf experience.
Sounds great. And if you're interested in the Sheep Ranch, visit us at sheepranch.golf.
There you go.
Sheep Two different
Ranch.
Websites.
Yep, sheepranch.golf. You can sign up for email. You'll get updates as it's getting closer and closer to opening for play as well. Thank you so much, Jeff, and looking forward to the anniversary and the USGA events coming up there soon.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me, guys.
You bet. Jeff Simons, Director of Resort Operations. Just an unbelievable golfing gem. It's worth the investment. Look, it's not cheap. We're not going to make that. You're not just going for the weekend, but when you do want to make the plans and do it right, there's no better place around the world to experience golf like that.
Well, I can tell you, you can go down and play Pebble Beach and pay a fortune. And you don't nearly have the accommodations Yep. or the views. I mean, Pebble Beach is fantastic. Bandon Dunes, just is so special. Every one of the golf courses is a little bit different, and you've got views of the Pacific Ocean.
Yep, and Sheep Ranch is going to have nine greens right on the coastline, on the cliff coastline, right there next to the ocean.
So bring plenty of golf balls.
Plenty of golf balls. I always do. Yes. I always do. Thanks to Jeff for joining us, Burke Nelson as well. Thanks to Will Darkins, our engineer. Coming up, it's Sinner and Saint up next. Then we've got the Oregon Ducks spring football game for you and NBA playoff basketball. A busy, busy day here on The Fan. For Harold, I'm Jason. Hit 'em straight. One, two, three, four, five.
Make sure I left the ball below the hole.
The little bit of moisture, I'm guessing, that we got sucked moisture out of the green.
Oh, my gosh. It came up Peter Jacobson.
Yeah, you're so breathing water.
Squishy.
How to make a golf course harder. One way is to add length.
A hair, half a ball, one ball short.
I'm a super senior.
So I'm sure they had her out beating balls until the cows came home.
Features in Europe.